We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
It's showtime, folks.
On 670 The Score.
We're broadcasting from the Hyundai Studios. Come see how better drives us. The Bernstein and Golf Show on a Bears Monday. A memorable Bears Monday already. We'll feature Zach Zaidman with the Bears Report at 2 o'clock short week. Getting right into it. Dan Pompey then at 3 and Rich Campbell at 5. So plenty of football talk coming your way. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR The Score. Should I press the button?
Which one?
The X.
Yeah, of course.
I'm hitting the button, yes. And the phone lines are open at that number.
We're here for the conversation,
I just gave. And you can also text and sext at 67011. The text line brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. We're streaming at 670thescore.com as well. Twitter is at Bernstein_Goff. I'm at Dan_Bernstein. He is at Jason1Goff. Instagram is at Bernstein Goff Show. Our website is BernsteinandGoffShow.com. You can interact with the show and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. You can also watch our live video stream on Facebook Live and at Watch670TheScore.com. That is directed by Brian Gurch.
Okay, gentlemen, overtime
we'll
situation.
We
play
of the
up to one
overtime.
10 second period or 10 Whoa. Minute period.
That would be a quick game. Whoever gets the first
that
completion.
That would have been fine. One of the silliest football games I've seen in a long time. And so the Steeler run fits late in that. They were looking at each other like, dude, is that your gap? I don't know. I mean, as the play is going on, a guy's like pointing at a safety like, you're supposed to be over there.
Yeah, Tomlin's got other worries. They've had a historically good offense the last 3 years or so for that team. And defensively, not so hot.
Not so hot. I don't know if anything the Bears do is sustainable, but that was
throwing one pass
over 5 yards.
Receiving, I should say, getting what was it? One catch for 9 yards for Bears receivers yesterday. If that's not sustainable, Dan Bernstein, I don't know who is or what is. This Mitchell Trubisky talk needs to get out of here.
Could you imagine what they would look like? Imagine what they would look like with a guy who could throw the ball.
What? Mike Glennon and his professional acute nature of running the quarterback position? Yeah. You crazy? What? Yeah, you idiot, Goff. And Mitchell Trubisky, ha! We'll throw the ball 12 times to running backs, 2 times to tight ends, and once to a receiver. This will win in the NFL. Yes. Give me more of it. Give me a national I thought they'd go 1-3. You know, 0-4, worst case, 1-3, best case. It looks like they're going 1-3, best case scenario. So, hey, and I know the people are going to be, they should be 2-1 if Deontay Thompson or Jordan Howard with his broken shoulder doesn't drop that ball. They'd be 2-1, Goff, and I'd still
Josh Bellamy could make a play.
Right. Yeah, that's Josh Bellamy, right. And I'd still think Mike Glennon is trash.
Our producers are Nick Shepkowski.
I'm going to tell you, for Cleet Blakeman and the replay officials in New York, this is a huge call. This is unbelievable.
Al Riveron's been involved with this game all through halftime in the second half.
After the review of the play, the ruling on the field is that the runner did step out of bounds at the 37-yard line. 907.
You know what? So how did he word that? Did he say the ruling on the field was that he stepped out? Mm-hmm. But then did he ever say the replay? Did he ever say the replay confirmed it?
I don't know.
Yes, my name is Beat Clickman. I do not have any information for you. I am out of here.
He looks good, though.
Yeah.
I mean, some of the explanation of what happened was I read it, and then I read it again, and I'm like, you don't know the rules.
Not at all.
You kind of don't know the rules.
You had Dingy Trent in there, and it was, whole thing. That whole thing just made me very sad about football.
Here's the thing.
Dan?
As much as any sentient person understood that
Centaur.
That yesterday was not about football, It was a hell of a day of football.
Yeah, no, there was some good games.
There's some for the first time that week. There was stuff.
Oh,
there was all kinds of
even
stuff.
Even last night's Raiders ass kicking, there was some great plays in that game. Where I'm like, all right, look at Washington acting up out here. So yeah, it was a good day.
Yeah, with everything else going on, there's no way any intelligent person could concentrate on football. Understanding
what?
That the history was being made. By the way, this tweet. Just now from Dale Earnhardt Jr., or at least it was this morning. I'm just seeing it. Do you see this?
About the JFK quote?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, well, Dale's always been, he's always been cool.
This is,
he's been anti-lame.
Yeah, he actually has.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. has always been, seeming a decent dude.
JFK on the right to peaceful protest for all Americans. See, it's really not that hard.
It really isn't.
Our audio overlord is Chris Tannehill.
Jake Elliott, para ganar el partido, le mete el pie.
Quit yelling.
Yes, senor! Jake Elliott! The 61! Y los Eagles getting a juego! Oh! Que patada! Jake Elliott! The 61! Y los Eagles con la victoria! Increíble pero cierto! Jake Elliott! Para el carne de Filadelfia! Por una pulgadita! La colocó!
Bienvenidos, Clorox.
That's awesome.
Gabagoo! No,
that's awesome.
Sí, señor.
61.
Yes.
61.
Yes, 61-yard field goal game winner.
That is sweet.
I forget my man's name, but...
Jake Elliott?
No, not Jake. Oh. No. The Spanish broadcaster.
I think I'm lying. Let's just move forward.
No, tell me his name.
Is it Jose Jimenez?
It's Ricky Ricardo.
Is it really?
Okay. Are you serious? Because I don't want to laugh.
Is it? You can laugh. It's his name.
Oh, shout out to Richard Ricardo.
Ricardo.
Yeah, Ricardo.
Outstanding.
Oh,
did
Lord.
You see the reaction of Jake?
Did
you see Jake Elliott's parents?
No.
There's phone video of his parents in the stands. And if you are. If you've ever been a sports parent. You can only imagine.
I haven't been.
You can only imagine. They're at an NFL game, and their kid is kicking it from 61 yards.
Poor
and like
game.
It reminded me of Allie Raceman's parents when they showed her during the floor exercise at the Olympics, and they just look like they're being tortured the entire time until it's over. But the reaction after was just phenomenal.
It's awesome.
All right, what say you? Quick break, and then we'll grab a couple phone calls ahead of Zach.
Yeah, we got Zach at 2 o'clock. Your phone calls at 312-644-6767. Dan Pompey, Rich Campbell. It is a Bears Monday and a lot of other things going on in the world of football. You're listening to the Bernstein and Golf Show on 670 The Score.
Now for my favorite part of the show. What does that say? Talk to the audience. Oh, God, this is always dead.
No, it's Bears Monday. It'll be fine. This segment brought to you by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer takes stress out of caring for a sick child using a gentle forehead scan. Get yours at your local club warehouse or other fine retailers. And by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com. It's Bears Monday, and that means we take phone calls. Let's see if we can squeeze some in here ahead of an information-filled Zach Zaidman Bears report.
Can we get to line 7 first?
Yeah, sure. Okay. It's completely your call if you would like to do that. Buddy in Peoria is on the score. Hey, buddy.
Hey, how you doing?
What up, buddy?
Not much. How's it going, man?
Good, man.
Hey, I just like to I'd like to say that I just feel that the athletes have every right to protest. My thing is that they should be during an anthem. I don't think that's quite the correct platform. I mean, the anthem means so much to so many.
That's the point. That's exactly the point, is to cause that kind of discomfort.
Buddy, what about those liberties and freedoms that are professed within that anthem and what the flag stands for? When should those be enacted upon people of color? At all times, some of the time, never? When is that?
I believe at all times.
Okay, so if at all times, if you agree with it, then you are, I guess, kneeling with those players as well.
I will kneel with them at all times except for during the anthem.
But so for those 90 seconds, for those 90 seconds, their voice doesn't matter to you.
No. But here's my thing. But by kneeling during for those 90 seconds, you're saying that you're kind of infringing upon of the 90 seconds that the veterans have.
What does it have to do with veterans?
The national anthem?
Yes.
Has everything to do with from the late when in 1800s and Fort McHenry was under siege.
Ooh.
By the British, piles of Americans are laying on top of each other, laying on top of other dead brothers, whatever.
Buddy.
Holding that flag up.
Buddy.
What does that have to do with current veterans?
Buddy, let me ask you. Do you know when the NFL started?
It has everything to do because as a veteran, we try to uphold those standards that have been fought and died for.
Okay, but you fight to defend what is written in the Constitution.
Right. You fought to defend freedom.
Yeah.
And now these players are exercising this peaceful freedom.
And what I'm saying is that 90 seconds means a lot, and that is how we uphold.
No, it's not. No. Funny. Singing is not how we uphold anything. We uphold by our actions.
Showing respect for 90 seconds
is how I do it. That may be how you do it, but that doesn't mean it's how everyone must do it.
You know what? Have you seen the hashtag veterans for Kaepernick?
Yes.
You have? I'm not sure you have.
Hold on, Dan. So
no, I have. But, I doesn't mean I buddy, agree with it.
Buddy, so see, it's an agreeance thing. This is the problem that I have, buddy. If I'm telling you that this has nothing to do with you, why are you making it about you?
Because when athletes who all Americans are watching on Sunday are kneeling during the anthem, whatever they think they're kneeling for.
I think they've articulated. It's not a matter of what they think they're kneeling for. Do you know what they're kneeling for?
Yes.
What?
Social injustice, racial injustice.
What kind?
Police brutality.
Okay.
First of all, buddy, thank you for your service. But let me ask you this. Do you think that Rosa Parks was boycotting the public transportation system in the South, or she was boycotting because of the conditions that African Americans were under in the South?
The latter.
Okay.
Well, then I think you might be close to getting it.
So, buddy, you understand exactly without me being nasty.
I absolutely 100% understand.
So, if you understand,
good. Thank you for the call. I'm glad you understand.
Yeah.
Then that's a positive.
It is.
Ken and Algonquin, you're on the score.
Yeah. Hey, guys.
What up?
I'm trying to understand the issue better. And if Kaepernick is protesting, I haven't seen any stats, or maybe he has posted stats to support his protest, but I haven't been aware of them. And maybe that's the problem.
Which stats do you need?
Well, whatever he's protesting against, if it's black brutality, if it's police brutality.
You haven't seen the number of unarmed black people that have been shot by police?
Well, African American men.
I've heard from both sides, right?
Uh-oh. No, I'm just asking, have you seen the video?
I haven't seen the video, no.
In any one of these cases, you haven't seen the video? Not in a single one?
Listen, my brother-in-law is a cop.
No, I didn't ask that. I'm just saying, you're asking for stats. All you need to do is watch video. It's right there. Just a couple keystrokes.
But why not put his points out there, right? Well, so that everybody
he has at length.
While he was a member of the 49ers
a year ago,
he talked about it with anybody who wanted to talk to him about it, including his teammates. And he also put his money where his mouth is every Tuesday, going out with the Know Your Rights campaign on the West Coast. And he was actually doing this before he started kneeling. So
yeah, we're not going to do Google's work here for you, Ken.
Yeah.
If you are telling the truth in the saying you want to understand this better, you can that information is widely available and in depth.
I don't need to know stats about disease to know that disease is bad. You know, I don't need to know how many people died from cancer last year to know that I should raise awareness and help fight for people and with people that have cancer. I don't need stats and to go on any kind of walks or hang out with people who are suffering from things. I don't need those stats. All I need is humanity and to look my fellow man in the eye and say, hey, I got you when you're down. And that's not what's happening for people who look like me. And that's the feeling right now.
This segment brought to you by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com. Zach Zaidman has all the latest on the Bears in the wake of their victory. That's next on The Score.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.